Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm just laughing to myself as I start the show because I'm leaving for Chicago, London, and Greece tomorrow. And so in the process of seeing clients and doing classes in my last 2 days on Maui for a while, I realized I didn't schedule time to eat. So I was eating during the intro. Anyway, such is life as a mom. I know a lot of you can relate. So today's topic is a highly charged one for a lot of people. It is money. And as I was reflecting on the subject, you know, it's like not a topic that we come in or onto this planet with a lot of charge about. It's something that we accumulate. Like, we accumulate all these different points of view about money. We accumulate the shoulds and shouldn'ts with money. The, oh, it doesn't grow on trees, it's hard to get. It's all these things that people say. And some of them aren't even verbal. Like, as a small child, even when you don't fully understand language, there are energies and tensions around money that people have that we pick up on. So today we're going to explore some of that and see what else is possible with money. And in fact, if you'd like to come play, I have a class going on right now. It's 5 days of energetic exercises for ease with money. And it started this morning. It's super fun. I'm just loving it already. And I've already got some messages like, wow. So if you'd like to hop in on that and have some personal facilitation as well as energetic exercises with money, you can head on over to meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, which is also where you'll find me in the next few weeks. Not specifically there on the website, but it's listed. London and Vienna and Colorado. So if you're not going to play online and you'd rather just play live, that would be super fun too. Anyway, money, 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 money. You know, and in our session today, one of the questions I asked is, what does money mean to you? Like, what are the energies you've associated with? And some of the things people say are freedom, right? Or security. And so a lot of times when we desire money or we're after money, we're not actually after money. I mean, if we had a whole pile of it, it's not good to eat. It's not like really warm to sleep with or on. You know, it's really what we think the money is going to get us. And often that's a quality. So like the quality of freedom, the expansiveness of freedom, the comfort or ease of security. And those are already things we can tap into with or without money. All right, so right now, what would it take for you to tap into whatever qualities you think money will bring you? Because actually, if you embody those qualities, and as you embody those qualities more and more, money will show up. Isn't that interesting? We think, oh, if I get money, then I'll get all these things. Actually, if you get all these things, embody these qualities, money will show up faster. It's easier. So the more you're willing to embody the qualities you associate with money, the more money will show up with ease. And let's talk about that a little bit more as the show goes on. So one of the questions I love to ask people is, what is your financial reality? Like, if you didn't have other people's points of view kind of like clogging the wheel, if you didn't have other people's points of view glumped onto yourself, what is your financial reality? And a simple way to tap into that is to ask yourself, well, is there a place where I've had ease with money in my life? Like, is there a situation I've had it just show up? I asked for it and it showed up. And if so, that is a quality of your reality with money. Now, why doesn't that happen all the time? I ask for money and it just shows up. Okay. Now, I'm asking you, why doesn't that happen all the time? How many points of view do you have that, oh wait, it can't be that easy? Or as one participant mentioned this morning, well, I have that and then the guilt creeps in. You know, I had a client who, she made massive amounts of money with ease. It was easy for her and her friends didn't have that. So what did she do? She sabotaged it. Like, how much are you using problems and challenges with money to fit in and be normal? Like, in March, I remember a woman asked, she said to me, Kathy, you know, I do all this stuff. I have a great life and I still have this debt. And the first question I asked her was, well, how much do you have that to prove that you're normal? You have problems like everybody else. She was like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm doing with it. So would you be willing to have money so easy for you that it's not normal? That it's abnormal? And the thing is, people don't actually have to know. Like, you're not going to put that on a billboard or show everybody your bank accounts. That's not their business, right? It's not like you're keeping it a secret, but it's not like you're broadcasting it to the world. Would you be willing to have ease with money? And if not, what are the hang-ups around that? Like, why not? And, you know, sometimes our mind goes to what we think is really going on, right? Like, why not? Well, my friends don't have that. Well, then my family would want it from me. Well, you know, and so those are really useful surface level things. I find a journal about this and to look even deeper, like, well, what's underneath that? Okay. And if that were true, then what would happen? And then what? I mean, what's underneath that? Because that can help kind of unearth some of the richness that we weren't able to see because we went to the surface level answer. So would you be willing to have ease with money? As a child, you likely didn't have a lot of points of view about that. And at the end of the show, we'll do an exercise to like wash away some of the ingrained and entrained and mimicked points of view you took on about money to clear those away so you truly can have your financial reality. So what does money mean to you? And all that you've decided it means, Way do you just collapse all that back to energy? Wow. Or destroy an Odin created or use any tool. Even if you decided it means the good things. Right? So anything you've decided it means is actually a limitation. Is actually a restriction and a contraction on what it can be for you and how it can show up for you. So what's possible beyond what you've decided? And everything that doesn't allow you to tap into that, will you just collapse all back to energy? And what do you know about money beyond anything anyone's ever taught you before? Knowing does not require teaching. What do you know about money beyond what messages you got, beyond what people have taught you? And the funny thing is, did we really have good teachers about money? To expect yourself to be great with something that, like, you didn't really have good teachers about is probably a flawed idea. Like, wow, am I really going to be great at something that no one's ever taught me? Possibly, right? Possibly. However, am I really going to be great at something that no one's ever taught me, but they taught me like weird hang-ups about it. They taught me that it's hard. They taught me that it's for other people and not for me. Then you might be functioning in a little way that actually doesn't work for you. If those were your teachers. People who had no clue, and likely they were taught by other people who didn't have a clue, and so on down the line. So no one's at blame here. It's just like, huh, okay. Taking a look at each of these beliefs, let's take a look at the one, I have to work hard for money. Money is hard to come by. Like, what if that weren't actually true? Can you find moments in your life where it wasn't? Can you find people that doesn't seem to be true for? Is it actually that money comes to those who are just willing to ask for it? Or willing to have it? Who enjoy what they're doing? And so they're enjoying it so much it doesn't seem like they're working hard? Okay. So all the weird hang-ups you've received or the messages you've received that money is hard, you have to work hard for it, would you be willing to send those back wherever they came from? Thanks, but no thanks. Or ideas about earning and deserving. A woman in my class earlier today mentioned, you know, I money comes with ease and then I have the guilt about it. Well, what if it could come with ease to anybody who's willing to have it with ease? But if their point of view is that it's hard or that they have to work hard for it, then that's what they create. I got this text from a woman, actually it was a messenger on Facebook, thing. And she had snapped a picture of $100 bill. And she said, Kathy, I was listening to your money pull exercise. My mom had turned it on. And then I went outside and look what I found. I just found the $100. So this, like, what's your response? If you find $100, what is your response? This woman on the call today said, my response would be like, oh, whose money is it? I'm taking someone else's money. It's not mine. It's someone else's. What if you didn't have to go with guilt? Even if you had the point of view like, oh, yeah, let me find out who this belongs to. What if there was no guilt involved? And sometimes we can look at that guilt and like, what's even underneath this, right? When we have a distractor implant, as Access Consciousness talks about, I'll just rattle them off. Anger, rage, fury, and hate. Blame, shame, regret, and guilt. Addictive, compulsive, obsessive, perverted points of view. Life, death, living, and reality. Fear, doubt, business, and relationship. Love, sex, jealousy, and peace. All of those, any of those. They're usually intertwined. Like if you have guilt, usually there's another one going on. Maybe there's anger. Or, you know, if you have guilt, it might be in regard to a relationship or business or whatever it is. So looking at like, well, what's even underneath this guilt? Like the guilt is the surface level. The guilt is what I'm seeing and feeling right now. What's beneath that? And what's the value of this, right? If I knew that this was invented, what's the value of having guilt? Oh, is it to distract me from celebration? I just found money. I could celebrate that. Like, wow, what a lucky person am I? And instead I'm going into guilt. Right? Guilt keeps us from being present in our life. What's the value of guilt when you go there in regard to money? Right? I didn't earn it. Okay, well, maybe if I'm guilty enough, then I won't be complacent and I'll go out and earn more. Money has no point of view of whether you deserve it or not. It's kind of like breath. It flows. Money is constantly circulating right now all around you. It's circulating in the air, you know, from PayPal and wire transfers and you name it. Money's all around. Right? Oh, I have a fun exercise to do right when we come back. So we'll do that in just a moment. Thanks for being here with me, everybody. I'm so grateful you listen to me on the radio. Sexy Mom, Abundant Life will be right back in just a moment. Thanks so much.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. I'll see you there. Namaste.
Like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating Radical Abundance and Access Consciousness Bars and Foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule to connect with Kathy or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look. Flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. This is Kathy Williams, and we are talking about money. This thing that is energy that we've glummed on so many decisions and judgments and conclusions and justifications and ideas about deserving or undeserving. And I invited at the beginning of the show you to come. Actually, I didn't grab a money rain exercise at my website, meetkathywilliams.com. That is totally free. And then if you'd like to join us for 5 days of energetic exercises for money that just started this morning, there are half hours, and you can join us live. Some people do, some people don't. They're all recorded, so you can listen again and again. And that class is at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, and you're welcome to just hop right in. So I'm going to lead a little exercise now. This is one part of something we did this morning. And what it is recognizing the contribution that money already is to you. For example, you're listening to me on some device, whether it's your car radio or your phone or a computer, and money was involved in that device and involved in the computer being hooked up to the internet or the phone working, right? And even if it wasn't your money, right, money is a contribution to you already. And so just start to look around in this space that you are now and get a sense of like, oh yeah, money bought these clothes, even if they were given to you by your mother or by somebody. Like, money is a contribution to me through these clothes. Money is a contribution to me through these earrings. Money is a contribution to me through this chair. Like, how many ways is money actually already contributing to you? Then we can extrapolate this into when a bill comes. Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so glad that I can pay the electric bill. I'm so grateful that my food stays cold, you know, and in the refrigerator, and I can warm it up on the stove, and I can wash my clothes or take a hot shower or whatever it is. Like, celebrating the bills that come in instead of going, ugh, oh, this again, right? There's never enough. Well, guess what that's going to create? So if you're vibing to it's never enough, that's what you're asking for on some level. And the universe is like, oh, okay, cool. And when we've concluded there's never enough, we're actually cutting off our awareness to where there is more than enough. And so you could ask instead, like every time you go to a conclusion, you could ask a question. Oh, what would it take for there to be more than enough money so that money is left over at the end of the month? I have so much more money in my bank account than I even knew was possible for me, right? Different questions like that. And the ugh, like the contraction, comes in because we make money significant. We make it a big deal instead of, oh, okay, cool. Where else would money like to come from? How else would money like to show up? Like when we take an exhale, exhaling our air, we don't go, uh-oh, oh no, I'm exhaling. Where's my next air going to come from? I mean, maybe you're saying that if you're underwater, but beyond that, you don't, because you know there's more than enough. So what are your points of view that keep you from knowing that there's also more than enough money, that money's available? And that it's available to you with ease. See, money doesn't have a point of view like this person is nice, that person's mean, this person is tall, this person is short, this person worked really hard, so I'm going to come there. It doesn't have those kinds of points of view. People have those, but money doesn't have that. So Are you willing to shine the flashlight of your awareness into more areas where money would like to come from? When we conclude there's not enough, that's where we're shining the flashlight of our awareness. And that's what we're going to see. That's what's illuminated. When we're looking for, oh, what other ways would money like to come to me? Where else could money come from? What are the other possibilities with money I haven't considered? We're shining our flashlight in that direction. And it's not linear. It's not like, oh, I'm going to call this person and they're going to become my client. That can happen. But you can also ask, like, where can I go to receive more money? And you could go to the beach. And then for whatever reason, right, it's not linear, more money's in your PayPal account later that day. Is doing things that have a generative energy instead of a draining energy, a generative energy, actually generate more, and often in the realm of money, cash, and wealth as well, because you're being a different energy. And if you desire more money in your life, one of the things to look at is, what do I love doing? What would I love to do even if I weren't paid for it? Where else would money like to come from? Like, what's so easy for me that I've never even considered making money at it because I don't value it? See, a lot of the things that are easy for us, we don't consider valuable because, like, we think, oh, yeah, anyone can do that. But anyone can't do that. What's easy for you like that? Would you be willing to charge for that? One of the things, if you're looking to add more of money in your life, you can start to list out, like, what do I love? What do I love doing? What have I loved doing in the past? Or what would I like to explore doing? I recently started painting, and it's so generative for me. We have a place on Maui where I live, just 10 minutes away from my house, called Island Art Party. And yesterday I got a free class because I had gone there so much. And it's so generative for me. I just love, like, being in that environment of music and painting and learning and expanding. And yeah, when I came home, I had a bunch of people signed up for my class. Like, I wasn't even thinking of that. I was just being the energy of expansion. That's what occurs. When we're that energy, we attract more of that. So, and everywhere you've decided, well, that might work for you, Kathy, but not for me, or, yeah, I know that works for some people, but I'm the exception. Would you be willing to let go of that point of view? Because you can create that as true. Or you can step into a different possibility with money, with receiving. Now, there's this power that comes with having money. We all have power. Right? We all have power. It's that's not related to money. However, many people are unwilling to have the power of money. Because on this planet, money expands the possibilities that you can have with ownership. You know, like, if you would like to buy some acres of the rainforest, you can do that with money. If you would like to buy a company or shares of a company, you can do that with money, right? And so there's an influence that comes with it. And a lot of people are not willing to have that type of influence because they've seen it misused, right? They're like, oh, money's not spiritual, because they've seen people doing things with money that seem like Yeah, those people are anti-consciousness. Those are, people are not using money to create good or more. Yet those people would make choices like that regardless of whether they have money or not, right? They're just not nice people. And then there are people, you know, who are making amazing differences on the planet by using their money to help children go to school or to teach meditation in schools or to buy sections of the rainforest. There was this, I read it recently, this article about a billionaire who is using his money to create parks or something like that, like wildlife, not parks, but like to preserve a lot of the natural spaces on this planet. And it's like, he has the choices that we're making are either positive or negative are not related to whether we have money or not. Like people who want to make a huge difference on the planet, if they have a lot of money, they're going to make a huge difference in that positive way. So everywhere you've decided that people with power or money misuse it and create destruction, therefore you don't want to be one of those people, would you be willing to let that go? Collapse that back to energy? Wow. Yeah. And everywhere you're afraid of that kind of power, afraid that you would not use your money well, will you collapse all that back to energy? This is where it gets really useful to start to educate ourselves about money. Okay. How much does it cost me to live every month? I know this is also the place where people are like, yeah, I don't want to do that. It's part of the 4-day foundation class. And I know I think I taught it for 2 years before I actually did it, right? Where it's like, yeah, just going to skip over that part and go over here where it says, let me carry a nice wad of money in my purse. Okay, easy. Now the money part of looking at how much I spend, not so fun. Would you be willing to allow that to be fun? To look at where your money goes? Why? Because then you can start looking at like, oh gosh, I spend, you know, $90 a month on subscriptions for things I don't actually use. Oh, I spend, you know, $300 a month on Starbucks. Yeah, actually that is worth it to me. But, you know, in order to just, you know, I don't really care about the $300 jeans. So I'll buy my jeans for $20 so that I can drink more lattes. Whatever it is. So you can look at that give and take and push pull of where you spend your money and know where it's going. And ask for more and create more. When I started asking for $40,000 a month, it was fascinating. We started getting like business opportunities and different things and a new rental house. That's amazing. You know, and it's like these things, the universe desires to contribute to you, money or whatever else, right? Money is not an unspiritual thing, right? Money is a neutral thing. It's what you do with it. Right? Like a knife is a neutral thing. You could use it to cut a lemon. You could use it to cut a rope that saves someone's life, or you could use it to kill someone, right? It's not the thing that's a good or bad. It's how you use the thing. So you can start to look and ask for what it is you truly desire and shine the flashlight of your awareness in these different directions. And then also, instead of having, after a while, if you have debt, pay off that debt. And instead of having debt, start to have a surplus. And then you have to look at, you get to, such a different phrase when we say we get to look at like, okay, where can I put this money that's going to generate more money for me? That, where can I put it? Like, what is CD? Be a useful investment for me. It's gonna earn a lot more interest than the bank account. Oftentimes, the bank account earns a certain level of interest that's actually below inflation. All right, so inflation's going up. We all know this because gas costs more, or a gallon of milk is a better idea than gas, right? Because gas is like all over the place. Gallon of milk costs more than it did, what, 10 years ago? 5 years ago? So inflation, like the things cost more over time. Well, it's really useful to put your money in a spot where it keeps up or surpasses inflation. And there are lots of ways to do that. So it's a matter of like educating yourself and also starting to trust yourself. Well, that's a whole nother issue in itself, right? Everywhere you don't trust yourself with money, you've decided you're unaware with money or bought other people's points of view that you're not good with money, would you be willing to collapse that all back to energy? Woo! Yeah. So maybe when you're five, you lost a $5 bill or something like that, and someone tells you, oh, you're not responsible with money, and then you just believe it. Maybe until you're 65, you believe it. Maybe, you know? And so it's like, whose beliefs about money are you making true for you? And would you be willing to let all those go back to them? Okay. So not being good with money requires on some level that we cut off our awareness in regard to it. So everywhere you've cut off your awareness, and in regard to money, would you be willing to have more awareness and allow yourself to function with more awareness in regard to money than others? Okay. And that might give you the upper hand. It might give you the unfair advantage. Would you be willing to have that? It's only unfair if someone else is not willing to choose it. Okay, but they have it available too. All right, guys. So when we come back, we're going to do an exercise about clearing points of view about money. If you can be in a safe, quiet, undisturbed space, that's awesome. If not, it'll work anyway. Just don't close your eyes. All right.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Would you like to have a life of more clarity and abundance? What's possible for you when you get out of your own way? Connect with Kathy Williams for private coaching or join her online to transform your relationship with abundance in every area of your life with the Radical Abundance Course. Kathy also travels, facilitating radical abundance and access consciousness bars and foundation around the world. She'll be in London, Hawaii, Hilton Head, and other fun locations soon. Visit www.meetkathywilliams.com for a class schedule, to connect with Kathy, or invite her to your region and get some free goodies.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everybody. It's Kathy Williams, and we are talking about money. Now, before we dive into this exercise, I just wanted to give one of my quick, easy ways for keeping track of how much you're spending so you can have some more financial awareness. And it's to get a piece of paper and keep it, you know, straight up and down like normal, and draw a line down the center of it, like straight from top to bottom. On one side, or you could do this on two different pieces of paper if you choose. On one side, you list what comes in. So, oh, I got this paycheck. Oh, I got this birthday check. Oh, I got, a bank dividend or whatever. I guess banks don't pay dividends, but you get the drift. All right. Then on the other side, you say, what I spent. I spent $11.45 on lunch today. I spent, spent $20 on gas. Whatever it is, you write all that down to the penny. So one is a list of what's coming in. The other is a list of what's going out. Okay, then when your credit card bill comes or the electric bill and all these things, you add those. Like whatever you charged on the credit card, you get to look at like, oh yeah, that was from Costco and that was the lunch I charged on the card and that was the health food store and all these things. So you add them all up. And that gives you a sense. Now, what you also need to add in is, let's say you spend $150 on your child's birthday. Well, how many children do you have? Okay. You take that amount, that total, and what you spend at the holidays and divide it by 12. Right. So let's just say you spend $12,000. $1,200 at Christmas time. Well, that would mean $100 extra each month, right? Easy for the math. So you add that to whatever total you got for your month, and then you see, okay, I had X amount come in, I had X amount go out, and make sure you include whatever car stuff if you have a vehicle like that. And that way you have like, okay, baseline. And you do that for a couple of months. That way you get, oh, well, that month was an outlier. Like I spent way less or way more. You know, you have kind of an average. And then you start asking for more than that. And that can also help you look at, like, again, all those things that you're spending money on that maybe aren't worth it to you or are totally worth it. And you're willing to cut back in another area because of those. And then, you know, message me if you have questions about this, because this is my method. I'm sure there are lots of other methods to do this inventory, so to speak. And I'd love to hear your way as well. So now what we're going to do is a little exercise. Some fun questions about your financial reality I have put on YouTube too. Some other amazing explorations that help you look at, like, oh, what is this thing that I say I don't like financially? And what do I hate about letting it go? So that kind of exploration can be super useful. So I have some short videos if you go to Kathy Williams Public Figure. and YouTube. You'll find those there. Okay, so if you have a quiet space that you can settle into, that would be amazing. I'm going to guide this exercise as though you're sitting up, although you can do it lying down, whatever works for you. And as we do this, I'd like you to imagine or sense an energetic waterfall washing over you and your aura. Okay, so all your energy bodies, whatever that is to you, this energetic waterfall is going to wash over and clarify, cleanse, and renew you. So, first, and it can be any color you like. So, first, we're going to ask it to clear away any memories, money memories, any imprinting, any mimicry that you experienced from birth to age two. So anywhere you took on your parents' many tensions, anywhere you entrained to their points of view around money, anywhere you took on the idea of money as a limitation from birth to age two, just allowing this waterfall to wash through you on a cellular and energetic level, clearing away all those points of view from your parents, from adults around you, from your siblings, from anyone, just clearing out all that imprinting, even from the news, perhaps, clearing it all away. And now, from age two to age seven, all the imprinting, all the ideas, all the shoulds and shouldn'ts about money, just clearing those out of your body, out of your energy body, out of the space around you, releasing and letting go any imprinting, any mimicry, any duplication of anyone else's tensions and patterns with money, anyone else's money stories, and washing away all the messages you received about deserving or undeserving, having or not having what you had to earn, any messages about deserving, and anything that keeps you from receiving on any level. All the decisions, judgments, and conclusions you have about worth, about value that you received from age two to age seven. And now, from age 7 to 14, all the money messages you received, all the tensions you took on, just clearing away anywhere you mimicked anyone else's money reality, anyone else's financial patterns, anything you glumped onto money. All the decisions, judgments, and conclusions, meaning of money. Just collapse all that back to energy and allow it to free flow out of you. Everything you decided money would bring or not bring, both the good and the bad. And now from age 14 to 21, all the messages you received about money, just allowing them to be cleansed and flow out of you. And all the mountains of evidence you have to support those messages, collapsing those back to energy, just allowing them to flow out of you. All the points of view you took on that made money significant, more significant than joy, more significant than ease. You know, all the points of view that create money as significant, just allow those to free flow out of you. Out of your body. Ooh, there's a lot of unconsciousness moving. Right. All the decisions, judgments, and conclusions about you in regard to money. Allowing those to flow out of you. All the decisions, judgments, and conclusions that you took on from others or others projected at you in regard to money. Just allow those to free flow out of you. All the points of view you decided that you don't have capacities with money. Well, money doesn't come with ease. Just allow those to free flow out of you. And all the worry you may have taken on, allow that to free flow out. And now all the points of view from age 21 and beyond that you've taken on about money that limit you from having a financial reality that's calm and joyful and has ease, collapse those back to energy. Allow those to free flow. Yeah. All the projections and expectations of money, about money, about you regarding money, just allow those to flow out. Any and all ideas of not enough, allow those to flow out. Everywhere you decided that, well, if it were too easy, it wouldn't be valuable to me. I'm only willing to have it if it's hard. You let those all go. And any other mountains of evidence or points of view that keep you from having money with ease, just collapse those all back to energy. And anything else that comes up. Anyone else's financial reality you've duplicated or mimicked or taken on, just collapse that all back to free-flowing energy and allow it to be you, your body, your field, all of it. Now, what energy can you be to embody a financial reality of ease, of joy, and of possibility? What energy can you be? What consciousness can you be to create more money with total ease? See, it takes a lot of effort for us to cut off the possibilities of money. And it actually takes more effort to cut off the possibilities than to tap into the possibilities. You know, everywhere you're cutting off your awareness in the realm of money, in the realm of what to do with it, how to receive it, where it can come from, would you be willing to let all that go? Would you be willing to have more than enough money? More money than you could ever spend? And all the points of view you have that, because I can hear like, well, isn't that greedy or isn't that, but other people don't have that. Yeah, they don't have that because they're not choosing that. They don't have that because they're not tapped into that as a possibility. There are people who have gone from nothing to making millions because of one idea. Those people are willing to have millions. And there are people who have gone from millions to nothing also because of their points of view. the lottery winners who win money and then they're not used to having it. They're uncomfortable with having it and they spend it all. Right? So everywhere you've decided, oh yeah, that would be me and I'm not willing to have that or do that or be that, would you be willing to let that go? Now, this is where it's useful to start an account to watch your money grow. Like, yeah, every month without me even seeing it there, the bank takes it and puts it into this account. Because have you ever noticed, like, if you have a dinner plate and it's a big plate, you'll usually get more food. And if it's a small plate, you'll usually eat less. Because it's there, like, there's space. And so when you see the money in your account, oftentimes many people will just spend it, as opposed to like automatically $500 is deducted or automatically $100 is deducted and you don't even see that. So you don't spend it, but it's there for you. All right, guys, money is a conversation I love. So if you have more questions about money, we'll do another money show. Like, this is a broad topic. And if you'd like to hop in, 5 days of energetic exercises and polls for money, wealth, finances, and more, visit meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. I always love hearing your show ideas, so keep them pouring in. And see you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.